You're listening to The Scene on Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell.
Yes, and I'm Scott Fingold. I'm here from the Illinois Times, and we're doing this thing that we do, which is to just belly on up to the microphone and let you know what is going on in the world of arts and culture and entertainment here in Central Illinois.
And so one production that I'm especially looking forward to in Springfield is opening this weekend, this Friday night, at the Hoagland Center for the Arts. It's A Raisin in the Sun. And I was joined by a couple people who are part of that production. They're here to tell you all about it.
I'm Phil Funkenbush. I'm directing the play A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry at the Hoagland Center for the Arts. Starts this weekend and runs for 2 weekends. It's a great, great classic American play.
My name is Reggie Guyton. I have the distinct pleasure of being cast as Walter Younger, the son in the show A Raisin in the Sun. It's been a marvelous journey.
And so, Phil, some people might not, especially people more Reggie's age, might not know of this production. It's a classic, though, and it was prefaced by a Langston Hughes poem, for example. Mm-hmm. Tell us why it's a classic and a little bit about the playwright.
I've been wondering why it is a classic, and I've learned by working on the show why it is. A classic is something that is timeless, and this play is just as timely as it was when it premiered on Broadway in 1959. It's hard to imagine that. And some of the young people involved say that all the time. They can't believe this is an old play. Lorraine Hansberry was the youngest woman playwright and the first black woman playwright to have a play on Broadway in 1959 with A Raisin in the Sun, and became an overnight sensation. She was taken too soon. She died of cancer. But her play lives on, and she basically took a story from her family's life as the impetus for the plot of this play.
And Reggie, tell us a little bit about Walter.
Walter Younger is, as I mentioned before, the son of the family. Little backstory, their father recently passed. So now they're dealing with, I don't want to say a financial difficulty per se, but a situation where they're planning for the future and they're trying to make the most of it. So Walter has his own ideas about how to succeed as an American, let alone a black American. And he struggles with finding his voice and making his voice heard, and also choosing the right decisions for his family. So that's been really interesting to explore, because you have to put yourself in his shoes, but also like think about the time that you're in. You know, it's difficult enough to make choices for your family, but to make choices at a time where you're so restricted and things are less than idealistic are so interesting.
And as we mentioned, Raisin in the Sun is over 50 years old now. As a 25-year-old yourself, how do you find it relatable to modern times?
You know, honestly, this has been one of the most challenging roles, because this show rings so true. Like Phil said, it's timeless. I think a lot about how some of the lines that Mama has in the show. You didn't have to ride on the back of anybody's streetcar. You didn't have to. You had a home. You were looked after. You were taken care of. And some of these speeches resonate with what my own mother has told me. So I see a lot of influence there. And it also speaks to the legacy that's been passed down generation to generation, and enduring and just thriving no matter what the situation is. So I think anyone that has ever felt as though they are restricted or constrained can resonate with the show, no matter what age.
And Phil, why did you decide now is the time to direct this piece?
It's interesting, because we'd actually been reading several August Wilson plays, who's another great African-American playwright who died a few years ago. And we read two or three of them to decide to do them. And then last winter, I reread Raisin in the Sun. And I thought, my gosh, this is the play we need to do first, because it is so powerful and so beautifully written. It's just, and it's about a family, and it's so strong, and it's also funny and powerful and serious, and it's got everything in it. So that's why we decided to go back to the beginning.
And why did you decide to take on the mission of getting more African-American representation in the local theater scene?
Because there's so many great actors. There's so many great actors, and there's so many great plays. So, I mean, let's just do them.
And Reggie, let's get a taste of Raisin in the Sun and maybe perform a little bit of what Walter is all about.
Sure. Sometimes it's like I can see the future stretched out in front of me, just as plain as day. The future, Mama, hanging over there at the edge of my days, just waiting for me. A big, looming blank space just waiting for me. But it don't have to be. Mama, sometimes when I'm downtown and we pass those cool, quiet restaurants, and I see those white boys sitting there talking about deals, sitting there turning deals worth millions of dollars. Sometimes I see guys not much older than me.
Wow. Thank you. Snaps.
See what I mean? It's just so beautiful. It's so beautifully written, and it's going to speak to everyone that sees it.
And what's your background, Reggie, as far as local theater?
I'm almost nonstop. Theater is pretty much my life. I actually went to Blackburn College. I'm an alumni. And I went there for performing arts. Well, I graduated for performing arts. I went there with a triple major for business management, communications, and marketing. And some, you can't deny your calling. So since then, I've done productions with the Springfield Muni, the Legacy Theater, STC. I've been jumping around and just enjoying theater. It's wonderful. It's a great outlet for me. It's therapy, it's healing, but it also gives you a new perspective on how to deal with people and even yourself, and I just adore it.
What da do, da da do, da da do.
That was Reggie Guyton and Phil Funkenbush, part of the production of A Raisin in the Sun. It opens this weekend at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield. It starts this Friday and runs through next Sunday. More information is at hcfta.org. And so, Scott, a kind of well-kept secret sort of thing is happening in Springfield. Tell us about it.
Well, the Route 66 International Film Festival has been going on for several years here in Springfield, where filmmakers from all over the world bring their shorts and features, everybody converges on Springfield to see it. And we, as a Springfield residents have a special sort of front row seat if we want to check out all these films. This year, it's happening this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Capital City Bar and Grill. You can go to the Route 66 Film Festival website for a list of the films, so you can plan when you want to be there, depending on who you're going to be with and what your sensitive you are. The Route 66 Film Festival is, like you said, a well-kept secret here in town. It's always a good time. You see things you'll never expect to see, and some things that might go on to win awards. There have been some Academy Award-winning short films that have had their debut before at the Route 66 Festival here. So, yeah, if you're a film fanatic or just looking for something interesting to do Friday and Saturday, check it out over at the Capital City Bar and Grill.
And then another screening of a particular movie is happening in Champaign.
Yes. Jim Jarmusch, the indie director who's been around for many years, made some fairly major films, including working with people like Tom Waits and Joe Strummer and Down by Law, Mystery Train, more recently made Coffee and Cigarettes, and Dead Man with Johnny Depp, Ghost Dog with Forest Whitaker. He's done a documentary about Iggy Pop and the Stooges, his band from Detroit from the late 60s and early 70s. They were a very animalistic group, often credited with creating the raw sound and attitude of punk with their sound. And he made a documentary about them with Iggy Pop's a very close collaboration with a lot of footage that hasn't been seen before. Check it out. Here's a little bit of the trailer for Gimme Danger. So
I just started jumping up and down like baboons do before they're going to fight. As soon as I started doing that, we were real communists. We lived in a communal house. We shared all money. And when we began to write songs, we shared authorship.
That was from the trailer Gimme Danger, the new Jim Jarmusch directed documentary about Iggy and the Stooges, which will be playing from Saturday through Thursday at the Art Theater in Champaign.
Saturday night in Springfield, a chance to get involved with an effort to get the Absurdist People's Theater in an actual brick and mortar location. We did an interview with them when they were putting together a production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, which was, I think, very successful.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the idea is you can show up as your favorite character from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, cult favorite, if anybody doesn't want Halloween to be over, for instance. This is your time to live it up as Magenta or Frankenfurter if you're feeling super adventurous. So that's Saturday, 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. There will be costumes and games, and the donations will be going to the Absurdist People's Theater, as well as to the lovely Black Sheep. Entry is $5, and there will also be food. So put that on your calendar.
I think the idea is for the Absurdist People's Theater to be yet another cornerstone there in the Southtown area.
Looking into the coming week, next Thursday, a week from now, Helmet and Local H at Castle Theater in Bloomington.
Yes. Helmet, probably best remembered in the 90s as just sort of a standard bearer hard rock band, are back with a new album, and they're going to be performing at the Castle Theater in Bloomington on Thursday. So, and with another 90s, well-known 90s act, Local H, will be playing with them. And here's a new track from Helmet, just a little bit of their new song, Bad News. That was Helmet with Bad News, and they will be performing at the Castle Theater in Bloomington this Thursday if you're so inclined.
It's time for Culture Corner, where we bring in things that might not necessarily have an Illinois tie, but yet we still want to make sure you know about, as people who have an eye out when it comes to artistic cultural shenanigans.
Right, we don't live in a vacuum just because we live here in central Illinois.
This thing called the internet.
I know, you can get all kinds of stuff through it, I hear. One of the things that I discovered sort of recently is a film called High Rise, which was directed by Ben Wheatley. He's kind of an up-and-coming director. I mean, he's on his fifth film, but he's just sort of starting to get known outside of cinematic circles. High Rise is pretty interesting. It's got a couple of name actors. Tom Hiddleston is the lead. Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men has a part in it. Even though it's supposed to be kind of a futuristic dystopian vision, it's actually set in a time that looks like the 70s. So it's basically almost nostalgic and futuristic simultaneously. A lot of 70s fashion and sound. Right now, High Rise is on Netflix. Here's a little bit of the trailer for High Rise.
The High Rise has 40 floors of luxury apartments filled with every modern convenience. On site, we have a fully stocked supermarket, gym facilities, swimming pool, spa, school. There is almost no reason to leave. Join us at the High Rise.
What about you, Rachel? What's on your radar?
Well, if you've been listening to the station, you might have already heard that Anna Furman, musician from Chicago, will be playing Thursday night this week in our performance studio, which I always try to make use of. It's a cozy little space. The impetus of why she's kind of out hustling is she has a new album. Her band, Anna Furman's Trigger Gospel, got together about 2 decades ago, and this is their first album in 8 years. It's going to come out on November 12th. It's called You Belong Here. And so there's tons of information on our website, illinoisedition.org, about her. So I won't go into it too much, but just wanted to share a sneak peek of a song that I have the inside scoop on, and it is called Flyin'. So here is Flyin' by Anna Furman's Trigger Gospel.
Well, you've been cheating, lying, now you're begging and crying. Who's a fool? Well, you can bet.
That was Anna Furman's Trigger Gospel. We'll have a live set coming at you at a future date that will have taken place here at the NPR Illinois studios. Her new album, the band's new album, is coming out November 12th.
They'll be playing in Springfield twice this weekend at Norb on Friday, I believe.
Norbandy's, yes.
On Friday.
And the other show will be happening at the Curb Inn on Sunday night at 6 p.m.
So you want to see a top flight sort of alt-country band from Chicago. Got two chances there, and then they'll be on the radio later on.
Yeah. That brings us to Song of the Week. And this is a band that comes from Chicago. They'll be playing in Champaign at the Clark Bar on Friday night. Originally, that show was supposed to happen at the Accord, but it got moved. And Scott, I'll let you pronounce the name of the band.
Yes, they've got kind of a Francophile name. They're called Ohm, but it's spelled H-O-M-M-E, not O-H-M, as you might think. You've just heard it out of context.
And so Ohm is a duo from Chicago, like I mentioned. Very experimental. Both members have beautiful voices, and that's a big part of what they do. So check it out. This song is called Woman.
Telephone, tell you that I'm finding ways to occupy my brain. I'm sane, but you're not here. There, not trying to get you, but all I got is some direction stemming from the truth. I'm moved, but you're everywhere. Up in this wave, the gaze
and I